flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, $5,000 a day. That's what we've got for you. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app and listen to us on there. Listen to Alice all day. If you give us an hour, we'll give you an entry, your daily entry for your chance to be the winner of the $5,000. Somebody gets $5,000 every single day, and it's someone who spends an hour listening. Let it be you. Let's do this thing. 5K. How nice would that be? Oh, hi. Hello, fun weekend.
Yeah, I need that.
Hello, pay off my debts. Hello, new car. Oh, speaking of new car, did you go look at that Mach-E yet?
No, today I have, yesterday I had gymnastics, you know, I'm really into gymnastics.
Yes, you are really good.
And then today I have a guitar lesson, so tomorrow is my first available day to go do that, and I will on my way home.
Oh, just stop it.
I'm very excited. I'm going to go drive the Ford Mach-E. And I'm looking at hybrid too, because I don't know what's best for me. I'd like to go all electric, because that's the way we're headed,
yeah,
and it'd be nice to get in on that early, but we'll see.
Well, you've got a van, so if you ever did need a gas-powered car.
Oh, I'll still use my van when I go surf.
Yeah.
The space is just joyful to have what I need in there and extra.
Right. But just, I mean, you know, as a guy who commutes the way you do, like, to not have to get your oil changed anymore, to not have to stop at a gas station anymore.
It is a chore.
It's freeing.
It's on my list of chores. More often than you can even imagine.
Right. Basically every day, I would assume.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Big pain in the butt.
Got to do something.
So we'll see. I'm excited. I can't wait.
I know. I'm psyched to hear what you think.
Well, what's funny, I mean, there's a couple things. I drove the Tesla and then told you guys about it. And there is such hate for Elon Musk that I feel bad for people who might be politically minded and find themselves with a Tesla going, I got to sell this thing. I don't know if that's the case or how many people have done that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I've had people say, I bought it before he went off the rails.
Right.
Do you feel the need to say that?
Try to separate things in life. Like, this is, okay, yes, he has involvement with that. He didn't invent that car. He does not personally make that car. There are Americans working to put those cars together. Like, it's the electric cars is the way of the future. And no matter what you think of that guy now, he did put that in the forefront. You shouldn't feel bad about having a Tesla. I'm sorry. You just shouldn't. And if you want a Tesla, you should get one. Like, it's a good thing for the world.
I really like Ford though. So I'm excited if that thing,
that's another great American company,
really fits into my life in a way that will be workable and useful, then that's probably the route I'm going to go.
My favorite car to rent now is the Ford Mustang. Like, love it.
Ford.
Love driving those.
And you know, this is the sad thing about how changes in our world have made certain brands that we love go away. I still can look at the blue Ford logo and just love it. And just be like, Yep. My whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. Absolutely.
So.
I think you're going to like that Mach-E.
I do too.
Well, I know one thing that Vinny's going to like. Electric cars are fast. Like, it does not matter what kind of electric car you have. You press on the gas pedal, it just jumps away from you. You're going to love that.
Like, yeah, I will.
Did you, tried it in the Tesla? I mean, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
You know, like, what I noticed?
Just peppy.
By driving it once, is I realize why so many Tesla drivers are terrible drivers, is because there's something to that gas, like
the one pedal driving.
You don't need a brake. You pull your foot off the gas and it like
starts slowing down.
It already is on its way. So there's some skill involved, or at least some time taking.
It takes getting used to.
Right.
And I will say that it's very tempting to put it into autopilot when you have to put pressure on that gas pedal at all times in order to keep it going. It's like most, a car, get regular gas powered car, you can ease off a little bit. You start to slow down, you push it, but you get back out, you push, start to slow down. This one is, if you time it right, and often that's one of the things that you'll do this too, because I know how you are with driving and how timing the door, to the garage downstairs and all that stuff.
Oh, it's super important.
Yeah, it is very. So
I am
Batman
once a day.
I know. As soon as you said it, I was like, yep, that's my Vinny. You will start to time. I have this one exit that I get off because I'm getting off on the highway, and it's always a red light at the bottom, and I take my foot off. I know exactly where to take my foot off in order to come to a complete stop without touching a brake. I just take it off. I know exactly how far. If I'm going this fast, that's where I take it off. Boom. And then come to a complete stop, and it's really, and it becomes this little fun challenge. Like, if you're going certain speed, you start to really feel it. Like, I can do this without using the brake even once today.
This is what I was referring to. And I don't feel this way about you if you have a Tesla, but people have bumper stickers that say, I bought this car before Elon went crazy. And that's unfortunate that you feel like you need to, excuse away what you bought as something you
just
did.
Just remember
prior
that it's an American company. These cars are made in America. It's good for the environment. Like, there's all of the reasons to get a Tesla last year are the same as they are this year. Mm-hmm. You don't like the CEO, and you don't have to.
Oh, Vinny, as an EV owner, the most important thing is range and recharge speed. Yeah. And they say, in this day and age, aim for the range of at least 300 miles and a recharge speed of at least 100 kilowatt hours, preferably more.
You can probably get a supercharger at your house.
I'll deal with all that in time. But yes, I will tell you how it goes on Thursday, because I plan to go tomorrow.
Well, I've had my electric car since 2013 or 2014. And it started out, it would maybe get 100 miles. It's down to about 40 miles now.
Mm.
But it's everything I need to get back and forth from work. And it charges all the way back up overnight on a trickle charge. It's not I did not do an upgrade on my electric for that.
Oh.
I'm sure it's on its own breaker, but it's not like 220. It's 110 or whatever.
Okay.
So you'll need, with the amount that you're going to be putting on it, you'll probably need more power, but you could always stop. I mean, you stop at a Whole Foods and do a little shopping anyway, just plug in there. And next thing you know, it's fully charged.
I have to do all that stuff. Research what plugs work, what cars. I have to do all of it, but I'll let you know what I choose.
Don't let that hold you back though. It's really easy once you get it established.
Okay.
I just know you're going to be so fun with talking about that. Stand-up comedy. It's absolutely an art form.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that I think you're good at right when you first start.
I think there are people in the business who've been doing it forever and make a living at it and aren't that good.
Yeah. Well, Madonna's trying her hand at it. I don't know. She's in her mid-60s or something. I don't know how old she is.
Okay.
She's got to be 65 by now. This is her second time doing it. She did a full 30 minutes. And she's clearly looking at a pad of prepared stuff. We cannot play this for you. It is very foul-mouthed. It didn't go well.
She's really up on a stage, though, with a mic, and Comedy Cellar.
Comedy Cellar in New York.
Is right behind her.
By the way, apparently is a big name place. She walked in with Amy Schumer.
Yeah, they I guess they're
pals.
A lot of people work out their material there, so you never know who you're going to see in there.
This was over the weekend. Let's see here. She was testing out new material. I don't know if she's going to start a tour, but she's testing. Look, there she is. There's the unrecognizable Madonna. Wow. Kissing on Amy Schumer.
She just doesn't look.
Yeah, it kind of looks like her. I don't know. She definitely, those lips are bumped up. That is some serious tire pumpage right there.
In the picture,
it's Amy, fat tire.
Amy looks so nonplussed. Just like, oh, okay, hi.
Does nonplussed mean confused or not confused?
It means you just don't care.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Hmm. Give me a definition on that. I see that word sometimes and I can never remember what it is.
I used to say nonplussed until my...
Oh, goodness. Nonplussed.
Madonna's... this is a post by Madonna. Last night was fun.
Yeah.
And it's... So she enjoyed it, whether or not she did well.
On the table, there's a little sign that says, this table is reserved for comedy seller comedians only. Thank you. And so there's two comedians sitting at that table. One of them is Madonna.
Huh. This definition says, well, there's two. One is surprised and confused, not sure how to react to something. And the other is disconcerted and unperturbed. That's, I guess, the way I use it.
Disconcerted and unperturbed?
Yes.
Those feel like two completely opposite things. If I'm disconcerted by something, aren't I then perturbed by it? That is so weird. F that word. That word is like, I can never quite know what that is. I'm never using it. I don't believe I have. And next time I use it, I'm going to say unplused, nonplused.
I'm going to keep using it.
Yeah, sorry, Maddie. It sounds like you're
I don't know about that word,
you just,
man.
You just created a problem for yourself.
We'll discuss it after the show.
All right.
Madonna, she testing out material on stage at the Comedy Cellar Saturday night. She was brought there by apparently good friend, Amy Schumer. This is not her first time on stage there. Let's see. There's a source here who saw the show. Said the stunned audience took some time to warm up. In fact, they took the 100% of the 30 minutes that she was up there to warm up. Oh, she's 66 years old. She's performing. It's got about 150 people were there. She was brought up to the club by Amy. She did a full 30-minute set. She did well enough, but the audience was so stunned it was Madonna that it took them the entire set to warm up to her. She didn't do as well as you think she would. She got laughs every time she dropped an F-bomb just because you're hearing Madonna curse, and that's funny.
30 okay. minutes is no joke. That's a big set.
That's a long right. time.
That's a long-ass set.
The comedians work sometimes years to get a good 30.
You know, she's not... Well, I should say it this way. She's used to the stage, so, you know, there's not a lot of fear factor for her to just get up there.
She didn't care. She's like, I'm going to get up and try these jokes.
But I do agree with you. 30 minutes is a lifetime on a mic when you're just telling stories and hoping they land.
Right.
But she's Madonna.
She nailed one joke, they do say. It's, she said, here, I'll tell you what it is. And, you know, remember, this is not my joke. This is Madonna's joke. All these Trump deportations, she's not going to have any staff left. It got some laughs. But the person goes on to say, it got some laughs. But it, really, everyone was just so shocked she was there.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about how people use the term iconic. It's overused. But she is iconic. Like, mm-hmm. she in the 80s, Madonna, sorry, that's the biggest lady, biggest star in the world. Up there with, and you can name Michael Jackson or whoever you want to name, but Madonna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Sort of the head of that pinnacle, the head
and
of that peak.
Something that people probably don't realize, peak. While there's, you know, a new Katy Perry album or a new Taylor Swift album, at the time, Madonna was very well known for almost completely transforming herself into a new thing. It's still pop music, but she just right. kind of always seemed
no,
to
she
have
was ahead of it. She was setting
progress,
the trends
right.
and not ever following them.
Like a Prayer is one of my all-time favorite songs.
Oh.
I love it.
Like a Prayer, huh?
Yeah. Boy, I love that song.
That is a good song.
So I can see, even if I were there, I'd be like, well, let's see.
I'm let's see how this goes.
Madonna being herself and not the persona Madonna,
right.
you know, singer person.
Good for her.
It would have been really interesting to see it. I wonder if there are a couple pictures, but I didn't see any video.
No video, no audio.
I'm sure nobody.
I'm sure that they had a no camera policy.
Yeah, there are a couple photos, but maybe they're from the place.
Knock them in, you know.
They say it's not the first time she's taken the stage there. Back in 2017, 8 years ago, she was like, yeah, I'm going to try. And she, by the way, Amy Schumer brought her in that time, too.
Huh.
I guess they've been friends a long time. They performed together. At the time, she said, I was tagging along with my friend Amy, New York City comedy seller. Making my stand-up debut, what a thrill. She made a losing her virginity crack here. Anyway, there you go.
I actually think, if you really think about it, it's probably one of the few things she could still do that would get her blood pumping in a way that would give her a rush besides drugs. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Like, right. And she is a person who looks for that stuff because she, when you have all the money in the world and you can have anything you want, that's, remember she got super spiritual for a while? I mean, maybe she still is. I have no idea.
The Kabbalah was her thing.
Yeah, she had little red bracelets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. So,
that was a thing for a while.
It was.
Everybody was into it.
Little red string.
Well, everybody's searching, man.
That is true. Everybody's looking for something. The Baldwins. We have a trailer. It's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It is a first look trailer that touches on the Rust tragedy and gives a glimpse inside this family's private lives. This is Alec Baldwin, his wife, Hilarious Baldwin.
I could play it so you guys can watch it.
Yeah. Okay.
It was all clean.
So here they are in New York.
7 children, 6 animals, 2 parents. A wild family.
Why are we eating chocolate?
Get off your phone.
Okay.
Don't pee in that pool.
Gross.
What's the matter?
Happy face.
My son lost his mom in the most unthinkable tragedy.
Pause it for a second.
This is never.
So they're doing a drone shot over the, I believe this is maybe over the set of Rust. Because they're starting to talk about Rust.
Oh, okay.
And she says, a son lost his mom in the most tragic way possible, and I'm supposed to parent through this. And it shows Alec, and he looks destroyed. Like, so it's, I mean, it sounds like they're going to get into it, and she's a character. Because she, I mean, she's not doing the accent in this, but she does the accent a lot. So I don't know what it'll
she
be.
She sounds very normal. Like,
yeah, she's like, she didn't know how you say anything. So I guess she's going to. I guess she has to drop that. Anyway, they're saying here, throughout the season, the Baldwins will feature hilarious moments around the dinner table to candid discussions about mental health and their ever-evolving parenting style. There's actually a sweet line that he says at the end, like, I don't know how I would ever get through this without, you know, these 7 kids and this woman. And it's nice. So I put up the whole trailer if you want to take a look at it. I don't know about you. I'm kind of interested to see this. I really do find her fascinating in particular. He seems angry all the time. And we have another month to wait. I think February 23rd. It's on TLC, The Baldwins. So I hope it's good. I mean, I know they got a place in Vermont, which that might be their place in Vermont. Although it looks very arid. And I think
it doesn't look very Vermont-y.
Yeah, it doesn't look Vermont-y, but it is farmy, I guess. I don't know. Where did the Rust incident, was that like New Mexico?
I thought it was New Mexico, yeah.
So that could be it. Yeah. Anyway, it I will say this. 7 kids is a ton of kids, and it looks like utter chaos. Like, I actually feel like this might make, you know, your hands sweat when if you watch it.
It would
like,
be, oh. Yeah, it's, I am.
Do you just give up and let them crawl all
know.
Over you?
I don't know. I've definitely, like, resign myself to this is the life that I've chosen and I am into it, but I can't imagine agreeing to any more than 2 kids. I don't know who would, but if you have the finances and a partner that's really desiring a huge family, you'd say yes, but I couldn't possibly.
Yeah. And was there not some timeline discrepancies on the last 2 kids? Do you think maybe they had one by surrogate or maybe adopted one?
It did seem like they something was up with the way there were 2 little kids.
2 babies at the same time. It seemed. Well, like, or a couple months apart. But it did seem like, I can't remember exactly what was going on with that or if we ended up hearing. But
maybe we'll find out a lot of this stuff. You know, I mean, maybe.
It's a full-on reality show. Is this something that if you're Alec Baldwin, are you like, all right, hilarious, I'll get you your own show and I'll be part of it?
Well, I was just going to say this. It'll be interesting to find out what their dynamic is, because I know for a fact, like when Christina brought up a baby,
yeah,
we talked about it for a full year. Like, there was no like, oh, more sex? Let's do it. I was all, I don't think you understand exactly what you're getting involved in.
Right.
This is way
You've
more.
You've only seen me yeah, as a sober guy.
There's way more to this. That, like, we'd be better off married than we would with like a kid. It's a life. It's going to be here. And we need to. And it was a lot.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
What is?
By the way, thank you to Lisa, who apparently sent. So we have that full audio you can take home for your kids to hear. It's taped off the radio, so it's...
I think that's cute, though. That's so awesome to be able to play stuff like that for your kids.
I agree.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, it's legacy. It's great.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, and it's unfortunate we've lost so much of the past show history. Yeah. But whatever, that's just not part of 2025.
No, you're right. We're leaving some things behind here in 2025. All right. And I wanted to mention this really quickly. I just think this is incredibly nice and sort of forward thinking. And I don't know what you'll make of it. Christian Bale and his wife are building a village in California. It's down south, but it's out. It's like kind of like on the way to, let's see the actual town. It's like on the way to Vegas from LA. Because I'd heard of it. Palmdale.
Oh, I know Palmdale.
Yeah.
What about it?
So they're building this place for kids who are displaced and who have siblings, instead of going into foster care, into, you know, there's four kids and they all go into separate homes. So they not only lost their, they've lost their whole family mm-hmm. in that case. These are places where the whole family can live together, where the kids can stay together. And it's sort of like a master plan project. Like I'm looking at the mock-ups of the overhead with this. It's a bunch of different homes. Let me find the exact description of this thing. Bale and his wife, Sibby, have been dedicated to improving LA's foster care system for over 16 years. They learned the city has the highest number of children in care in the U.S. And in September of 2022, they purchased land and joined forces with their longtime friend. And they have designed this thing called Together California. The Together California Village will cost them about $22 million. And I'm sure there are other people who are contributing to this. And it's supposed to be completed this year. It's in Palmdale. It's about 60 miles north of LA. 12 homes, 2 studio apartments, and a 7,000 square foot community center designed to provide a safe and nurturing environment where siblings can stay together. Gardens, recreational spaces, sports areas, and engaging environments for kids and families to come together to learn. So they'll be looked after by full-time Together California foster parents who will provide custom care for each child. So it just sounds like a way to keep families together. And I'm not sure what their connection is in particular to this, but they're caring and they're trying. And this is a model. This is an experimental thing that they're doing, and they're putting their own money and hard work into it. So I thought, well, that's interesting. And so, you know what I'll do? I'll put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. The overview of what they're building, they're in the process of building it. I'm not sure if this is a complete computer mock-up or if this is partially done. Because it's supposed to open this year.
Who's doing this again?
Christian Bale.
And this is the guy, the angry guy.
No.
Like, I'm listening to you tell this story. This guy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Got a big heart.
Yeah, turns out huge heart, him and his wife.
Even though he's mad at everybody on the set.
You keep those kids together. No.
Oh, like this and that in the background.
Da-da-da-da. What is it with you? That's something we could probably find. That's old audio, but it's, you know, findable. Okay, so anyway, there's that. That's happening. I'm putting it up right now on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I've got some fast facts. Do whales fart? And more after these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
No. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Katy Perry Tickets. All this week, listen at 9.05, 12.05, 4.05, and 5.05. And 605.
So many times.
For the code word. Text that code word to our contest line 20357 and enter your for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Katy Perry on the Lifetimes Tour July 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation.
Sweet. Half an hour away from our first pair today.
Here's what's happening. Weather-wise, it seems mostly sunny today, although the clouds here in the city have moved over to the beach, it looks like.
Yeah,
it's looking nice. But most places, mostly sunny, and the high today will be 60. So a lot of you won't even see that. 50s range. Also, There is rain and snow in the forecast Friday through midweek next week. So that's good news for those of you who like the skiing and the snowboarding. And also those of you who like to shower.
Yes. You know, flush toilets.
All the stuff.
Wash your car.
We want that.
Water your lawn.
Right.
Have food.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts, Vincent. You don't have to ask me twice.
Miami International Airport is the port of entry for about 90% of the nation's imported cut flowers.
Is that so? How interesting.
90%.
They must have it dialed. Imagine that. If 90% come in Miami, they must have like all kinds of transport just waiting right there. Because the shelf life has got to be zero.
Right.
So I knew that my 89-year-old dad, he likes to watch the shows where they're busting people, trying to smuggle stuff in. You know, those kind of shows on National Geographic.
Cops or whatever. Sure.
Yeah. But they have one set in Miami and they talk a lot about, you know, well, the flowers that come in there.
Oh.
You know, that they've got to.
Well, so and I'm sure that's like so time sensitive, right? Like, here are these things they've gotten here, and now we've got to get them on their way to whatever, you know, the safe away down the street from us in Vallejo or whatever. And I mean, that would be just like the turnover would be so fast. You'd be like, okay, put all the drugs in there.
Yeah. I think that where I exit the freeway off on 6th here in the city, and I don't know this for sure, but I think there's like a flower distributor right off the freeway there, because there's a lot of cars going in there in the early morning, vans and such.
Loading up.
And I think they're loading up to go take whatever's there to their own shops. Right. I'm not sure, but it seems like that. I don't know.
I like it. You just don't, it's like something you don't really think about at all. But there they are with fresh flowers. Every supermarket you walk into, flower shops everywhere. Sheesh. Incredible.
The first Got Milk ad was directed by Michael Bay.
Really?
A history expert has to answer who shot Alexander Hamilton to win a radio contest, but he can't say Aaron Burr because he's been eating peanut butter and needs milk. I remember that one.
I totally remember that one. Hilarious.
Michael Bay.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for that.
And Transformers fame? Is that the guy?
And Megan Fox fame. Those two hate each other.
They do?
Yeah, I think she calls him a Nazi. Yeah, like really.
Oh, they don't get along. Never a kind reference.
Oh, you're right about that. Yeah.
Ever.
And he was like, okay, well, you're not going to work anymore. At least not in my Transformers movies.
In 1893, a congressman proposed the constitutional amendment that would rename the country to the United States of Earth. Didn't pass.
Oh.
But that's what, you know, politicians.
Let's rename things.
Busy with stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to just start calling it the United States of Earth.
The
Gulf of Earth. That'll be good.
The world's shortest commercial flight is between two islands in northern Scotland. The flight is 1.7 miles and the official time is 2 minutes.
Oh, boy, up and over.
They say it actually is only about 47 seconds. But
you got to land, you got to taxi out there, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's, when you fly that many flights, like, doesn't that just up the chances of something going really wrong? Just a little quick coppers.
Maybe.
Over
I mean,
and over.
I think that the only thing I'm familiar with in that respect is the island hopping they do in Hawaii, where you go, like, if you were you might have flown right into Kona, right?
No, I flew to Honolulu first.
Oh, and then hopped over.
Yeah, and hopped over.
Yeah, that's pretty regular.
And those flights are real cheap.
I think you can fly directly into Maui.
Yeah, you can fly into Maui. You can fly into Kona. I don't think Kauai, though. No,
Kauai is definitely an island hopper. Oh. So if you want to go see the Garden Island, you got to...
So boring there.
Oh, you didn't like it?
Who doesn't like boring? Give me boring.
It's just not my favorite island.
Give me boring and a hammock and some fish for dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fresh fish.
You like roosters. That's the place
to go.
I love that about Hawaii.
I just remember
but
that. I don't
everywhere.
Like that about Hawaii.
That's not just...
Oh, but
just,
that island, it's... Yeah, it's
yeah. That island, they gather around you at 5 a.m. and start going.
Good.
And the little mongoose things they have, too. Some weird little things.
Beverly Hills.
That's where I wanna be. Gimme.
Beverly Hills was named after Beverly Farms, Massachusetts.
Oh.
That was named after Beverly, Yorkshire, England. And that town was named in 700 AD because of a colony of beavers.
Oh, they spill so many beavers, they were like, it's very Beverly around here.
So Beverly Hills is named after medieval English beavers.
Hot. I didn't realize, I mean, it makes it extra sexy.
Pablo Escobar was on the first Forbes billionaires list in 1987, thanks to the $3 billion he made from his cocaine empire.
Oh.
He also made the list for the next 7 years, right up until he was killed in 1993.
And then did some other baddie come and take the money and now he's on the list?
I don't know.
So you can be a total like cabal leader. You can be a cartel leader. And if you've got billions, you're on the Forbes list. Well, this guy, here's how he did it. He's the CEO of killing people and getting drugs spread around the world.
I think it was Guzman when he made the billion list. He had to put on a gun. Like to celebrate, like he was so proud of it. He had to like a gun
oh, I'm on the Forbes list.
Yeah,
and
the Forbes
let me go
list
outside
and
shoot my
yeah,
gun.
They had a big party and everything.
Oh, great. Oh. Well, I mean,
El Chapo.
All walks of life.
According to a report out of the UK, a mix-up involving British nuclear subs almost kicked off an international incident with Russia recently.
Tell me more.
The UK Navy was scanning for sounds of enemy activity underwater and thought they heard Russian drone subs.
Mm.
One of my favorite movies is The Hunt for Red October.
Yes.
And I love those moments where the whole thing goes quiet and everyone is sweating and listening and worried about what's going to happen because it's the Russian, you know, it's trouble. It's war.
Mm.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Super sketchy. And so, you're trapped in a sub underwater.
I know. The whole being in a sub thing, it's like being in just a grave. You're just in. There's no getting out. I'd claw my way out of the walls.
The UK Navy was scanning for sounds of enemy activity underwater and thought they heard a Russian drone sub. The same sound was heard at least twice, so they were freaking out.
Oh, my God.
They thought Russia was dropping listening devices on the ocean floor to track Britain's nuclear subs. And after analyzing the sounds, while they freaked out,
mm-hmm.
they now think it was something else.
What did they think it was?
Whale farts.
Oh.
They've been mistaken for enemy subs before. A source in the military said they're still studying the data and taking it seriously, but it also might have just been a gassy whale.
It would sound like a motor, I guess. I mean, it makes sense that whales would fart. I mean, everybody farts.
It doesn't make sense at all. That's ridiculous.
Why should they be the one animal that doesn't fart?
Why do you say they're the only animal? You think starfish fart?
Starfish is more of a fish. Like, maybe they fart. I mean, if you're digesting stuff in any way, you're creating gas. Like, there would have to be some kind of release of that, wouldn't there?
I don't know. Do spiders fart?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, do snakes fart?
Maybe. If they poop, they probably fart.
Okay.
When you decompose stuff, right, it creates gas, and then you'd have to get rid of it.
I
mean, to think that whales are ripping them to the... Well, right.
Snakes,
you know,
snakes do fart.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And whales rip them to the tune of the Russian drones we're worried about. That's unfortunate, right? You know, if only they had some kind of unique sound that didn't sound like a Russian drone.
Sadly, the only visual I could come up with, though, while I'm reading that story, is The Hunt for Red October and everyone all quiet.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of, isn't Alec Baldwin in that?
Yes, he is.
I think he's the star of that.
Yep. Who else is in that? There's a couple.
Sean Connery, Alec Baldwin. Right. I don't know who else.
Look, that's based on is that a Tom Clancy book?
It is.
Oh my God, we were just talking about Tom Clancy.
All of it comes around.
It does.
We were just talking about Alec Baldwin as well.
Goes around.
Sam Neill was in it. Tim Curry was in it. James Earl Jones was in it.
Oh boy. James Earl Jones is in it. He wasn't just doing like the deep voice overlay.
Peter
narration.
Firth.
Mm-hmm. Peter Firth?
Firth.
Oh.
Do I know that guy?
I don't know.
Peter Firth?
It's a fun name.
No, Colin Firth.
Teach your kids how to cook, people.
Why?
Because nearly two-thirds of Gen Z adults admit they lack basic cooking skills.
Mm.
61% of those surveyed say, I couldn't make an omelet to save my life.
Oh.
Omelets are tricky, so I'll give you that in that you've got to have it not stick. And you've got to have it cooked through.
Yeah. Omelets take patience and a lid. I like a lid. You can leave it in there, let everything cook and melt, do the flip.
As long as it cooks through, though, and if you put a little cheese and, I don't know, whatever your chosen.
How about black olives, sun-dried tomatoes, maybe a little feta cheese.
I like mushrooms and jack cheese.
Sure.
But, you know, whatever your thing is. It's all got to cook through.
Ham, peppers.
That first bite is runny egg. You're like, I don't think so, dude.
I don't want to eat this. Right. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. You can keep your runny eggs. I'll just eat the toast. Yucca.
A study by the dating app Finding the One.
Oh.
Never heard of that one.
Well,
Finding the One has revealed that young adults aged between 18 and 28 prefer eating at a restaurant or takeout because they don't know how to cook.
Mm. Riley's a good cook. Sean, though, I mean, I just got him a rice maker. I'm like, just make yourself rice. You'll be fine.
Rice makers are helpful.
Rice makers are great.
for the longest time. And there was a period of time where I was like, I don't want to say bodybuilding, but I was bodybuilding. I was lifting weights, like
trying to pack it on chicken legs.
Well, I liked it.
Yeah.
I really liked it. And I was, had quit drinking and was just, this is a healthy, safe place for me to be. So it worked. But forever, I only could get rice from the Trader Joe's, like pre-made. You put it in a bag and put it in the microwave and hit 3 minutes and out comes some brown rice. And so forever, that was my rice. Mm. Now I have a rice cooker and realize that's the best thing you can give anybody. Huh. It's amazing to get, like, you put 4 cups of rice, 4 cups of water, and you're eating for the whole week.
Oh my God.
You just put some protein with some rice or some beans with some rice. Yep. You're done.
I'll take a scoop of the rice and put it in a pan with some butter, drop an egg into it, scriggle that up. Delicious.
It's a great way to feed yourself and do it. Like short, I love, this is my favorite, short grain brown rice. Mm. That's my favorite.
You know, the great thing about the rice cooker with brown rice is because it takes a really long time to cook brown rice, right? Mm-hmm. You put it in, you press brown rice. And then for the next 2 hours, your house just smells like nutty brown rice. It smells so good. And it's in there cooking. And then it's done and then you fluff it up.
Honestly, you don't do anything. You put 4 cups of water, 4 cups of brown rice. You close the lid.
That's a ton of rice you're making.
I've got a family.
Yeah.
And I eat a lot of it. I'll absolutely eat.
It sounds like you keep it and work it all week.
All week. Yeah. Absolutely.
I feel like a loser and not using the rice cooker.
I use the
90-second bag ones.
Don't do that. That's what I just said.
Well, yeah. Forever I did that.
That's what I use.
Yeah, you know what? If that works, it's fine. You don't have to clean that. You just squeeze that on your plate. You're good to go. But man, the rice cooker is just so much better. The rice is just better.
The taste is like two different worlds.
Mm. Yeah. John does it. He'll do it with some chicken, not just the water. He puts in chicken broth or part of the water, and then he puts lemon zest and saffron, and it is freaking delicious.
Yeah, that's very legit of him.
Yeah, well, it's easy, right? It's, just zhuzh it up a little bit.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, my teen asked me how to make a bagel.
Oh, that's problematic.
I showed him the toaster and we put cream cheese on it. He was shocked. It was so easy.
Yeah, because you don't have to actually make the bagel. If you had to make the bagel, I can see where someone would go, I give up.
I was shocked after 10 years of having that every morning that he didn't know how to toast a bagel.
Yeah. My kids, my one kid always wanted to cook and that was great. We let him cook and he's a good little cook. The other kid was like, feed me, Seymour. I'll eat whatever you put in front of me.
415 says, snakes fart, Vinny. Oh. Okay, all right. Vinny, snakes do fart. I have snakes, and when they poop, it's quite musical.
Oh.
Oh.
It's also quite stinkical.
The only animal that doesn't normally fart is sloths. They digest very slowly. Ashley, Orinda, Odyssey.
Oh, thank you, Ashley. Plus, I can't imagine them making the effort to push a fart out. Like, maybe they're just constantly seeping gas. Could that be it? I know, yuck.
925 says, you can fly directly from Oakland to Kauai. Kauai's beautiful.
Oh.
It's not boring, Maddie.
Yeah, Robin, Maddie. Maddie's looking for life. He's looking for nightlife, If if he went with his wife, maybe he'd enjoy going to Kauai and just sitting on a beach.
I mean, it's great. It's nice. It's just not my favorite island. I'd rather be on Maui.
Doesn't Zuck own that whole thing anyway?
No, I think he owns Maui.
Oh.
Between him and Oprah, I think they've got
They've got a lock on Maui?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought he was a Kauai guy.
415 says, Vin, you're probably driving by the old flower market. Probably.
Oh.
By the way,
right there as you get off the highway?
I saw a story. Yes. I don't know. But I saw a story about one of the, what do they call them? Cannabis markets, stores.
Yeah.
Dispensaries,
that's what they call them. And it was a place that had been robbed right here in San Francisco. Every day it took forever. I would drive by this place on, I can't think of the street, but it's after I get off the freeway, I turn right on this one road and I go down and there's always a security guard with the flashing, lights on top.
Oh.
just going red, blue, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, blue, yellow the whole time. I finally went by slow enough. Like, I'm going to slow down and look at this. And it's a security guard parked in front of a dispensary.
Almost every dispensary has a security
guard. Has to have a complete crew overnight or they get robbed.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
And the fact that they've got the flashing lights is just like, please don't. Just don't. We're here. We're watching. The lights are going. We've got cameras going. Like, isn't that too bad?
I know that's not a neighborhood where people are living, but can you imagine if
I'd be like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm dealing with this all night long. All night long. All night. Your lights all night.
What? Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I've got Katy Perry tickets after this.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.